With SDPB News, I'm John Wynn. The latest numbers from the South Dakota Department of Health show 7 new positive cases of COVID-19 in the state. Of those, 2 are in Beadle County. There are new single cases in the following counties: Coddington, Davison, Hughes, Lyman, and McCook. Beadle County has the most identified cases in the state, with a total of 12. Governor Kristi Noem says health officials believe there is community spread in the county. That means positive cases arise in people with no known contact with the virus. Governor Noem says the state's current projections show up to 30% of South Dakota's population will contract COVID-19 over the next few months. However, she says 80% of people infected will show only minor symptoms or none at all. The governor says every South Dakotan should be responsible by staying home if sick and taking other precautionary actions. South Dakota Republican Representative Bob Glanzer of Huron says he's tested positive for COVID-19. Glanzer says he's unsure how he came into contact with the coronavirus. He says he notified House leadership he tested positive. Glanzer represents Beadle and Kingsbury counties. The 74-year-old has held the seat since 2017. He's seeking re-election for District 22 this November. The Rapid City Common Council is acting this week on an ordinance to close restaurants, bars, and recreational facilities until April 8th. The Rapid City mayor says it's the most significant action from the council since the devastating flood more than 40 years ago. SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports.
A final vote on the proposal will come Friday, after a 5-day period that's required for city ordinance changes. The measure would direct restaurants, coffee houses, bars, and theaters to shut down to the public. Rapid City Mayor Steve Allender says those businesses may continue to offer products for curbside pickup or delivery. Governor Kristi Noem announced Sunday there were 6 additional cases of COVID-19 in Beadle County. She says a risk of community spread is likely within a couple days. That's enough for Mayor Allender, who says the move to shutter restaurants and bars follows CDC guidelines once community spread is detected.
How can we justify ignoring the CDC guidelines when we have a beyond a reasonable doubt evidence that there is community spread? So this is a rapidly changing and very grueling process to go through.
Pennington County is home to the state's only COVID-19 death reported so far. The state says the man traveled to Davison County, where he died. There's no evidence he returned to Pennington County after contracting the illness. Officials in Huron and Beadle County are considering emergency ordinances. Huron is closing restaurants and bars. The Sioux Falls Board of Health will meet Tuesday to discuss next steps. That may include closing bars and restaurants in the state's largest city. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.
Those are the stories from today. Be sure to follow SDPB News on Twitter and Facebook, and check out sdpb.org to read up on all of our news and politics coverage. Be sure to share this podcast with your friends. Together we can make a more civically engaged South Dakota. From the entire SDPB journalism team, I'm Josh Heyer. Thank you for listening.